Thank you. Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at TD Ballpark getting set for Game 3 of this six-game set between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took last night's game in comeback fashion 6-2 after getting... Rather, 6-5. After getting out to a 2-0 lead, Lakeland touched up minor league rehabber Anders Tolhurst for 5 in the 6th inning, taking their first lead of the night. But in the 7th, the Blue Jays got one back, and in the 8th, Dunedin rallied against MILB rehabber Elvis Alvarado. After Victor Mesia was hit by a pitch to start the inning, Jeff Wehler singled, and Manuel Beltre doubled, scoring a run and putting the potential tying run 90 feet away, and the go-ahead run on second base. Then to Angel Del Rosario Alvarado threw a wild pitch, tying the game and moving Beltre to third with the game at 5-5. Delro chopped back to the pitcher on the very next pitch, but Alvarado again a bad throw, spiking the ball in front of the catcher and bringing in Beltre to retake the lead 6-5. Then on to the 9th, Alex Amalfi came back out after having already tossed 2 no-hit innings in relief, and he did much of the same. He walked the tying run on, but came back for the final 2 outs, ending his night with 3 no-hit innings and 6 Ks for his second win of the year. With the win, Dunedin improved their record to 30-29, back above 500, and Lakeland dropped to 22-37. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Tampa beat Clearwater 11-6. Fort Myers fell to Bradenton. The Marauders doubled them up 18-9. St. Lucie murdered Palm Beach 10-1, and Jupiter shut out Daytona 7-0. How all that affects the standings? Starting in the East, as always, Palm Beach still holds the lead in that division. They're 2 games up on the Jupiter Hammerheads, and if my webpage will load, then I'll be able to tell you more. There it is. The Palm Beach Cardinals 34-25, the Jupiter Hammerheads 32-27. 2 games separate them. Daytona, they're in 3rd, 9 games back. They have been eliminated from the first half. They're 25-34. And the St. Lucie Mets rear that division up at 21-37, 12.5 back. The only 2 teams in that division that can make the postseason in the first half are Palm Beach and Jupiter, with 7 games remaining in this first half. And in the West, Clearwater, they've already locked up their division. They are 41-17 on the year, 10.5 games up on both Bradenton and Fort Myers, those 2 teams at 31-28. Your Blue Jays are 4th now, above 500 again, 30-29 on the year, 11.5 back of Clearwater, trying to end this first half above 500. Tampa, the Tarpons are 5th, 27-32 on the year. And finally, Lakeland, they finished last, they are 22-37, 19.5 games back. And now we look on to tonight. Edgardo Ibarra makes his 5th start and 6th total appearance on the season for Lakeland. On the year, he's 0-1 with a 5.06 ERA through 16 total innings of work. He got hit up pretty well his last time out against the Tarpons, giving up 4 runs all earned in just an inning and 2/3 in his first start back from injury. And for your Blue Jays, Pat Gallagher makes his 3rd start and 5th total appearance for Dunedin. The 11th round pick of the Blue Jays in last year's draft has shown some good stuff so far in his 16 1/3 innings of work, pitching to a 4.96 ERA. But he has been the victim of some shaky defense at times, but it all worked out last week. In Bradenton was his best start yet. He went 5 innings pitched, and his only mistake on the night was a solo shot in the 4th inning by Jack Brannigan. He ended his night and his line at 5 innings pitched, just 1 hit, the 1 run, 1 walk while striking out 8. And just one roster move to make note of for your Blue Jays. Catcher Edouard Duran has been called up from the FCL and is active for today's game. He actually played in a game today, and he's available off the bench for the Blue Jays. And now for the lineups. First, for the Flying Tigers, managed by Andrew Graham. Batting first, the DH, Peyton Graham. Batting second, the catcher, MILB rehabber Mario Feliciano. Batting third in right field, Jose De La Cruz. Batting fourth in left field, Dom Johnson. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Abel Bastidas. Batting sixth at second base, Christian Santana. Batting seventh in center field, Seth Stevenson. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Luke Gold. And rounding out the order for the Flying Tigers, batting ninth, the first baseman, Tyler Johnson. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first at third base, Tucker Thoman. Batting second at second, Raquelman DeCastro. Batting third, the shortstop, minor league rehabber, Addison Barger. Batting fourth in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Glenn Santiago. Batting sixth in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting seventh, the catcher tonight for the second game in a row, Victor Mesia. Batting eighth, the DH, Gene Arnaez. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth in left field, Angel Del Rosario. That'll do it for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 8-ish minutes or so. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are here home at TD Ballpark for Game 3 of this six-game set between the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. We are here in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, 86 degrees and a little bit cloudy, but a beautiful night for some baseball here. Pat Gallagher is going to be on the bump to start this game for Dunedin, making his third start for the Blue Jays. Fifth total appearance, he's 1-1 with a 4.96 ERA through 16 and a third innings of work. Last week in Bradenton, he went five innings, gave up just one hit, a solo shot that also was his only run. He did walk one, but struck out eight en route to his first professional win. He'll start off against Peyton Graham, today's leadoff hitter, the DH for the Flying Tigers. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires a foul check to the right side, right in front of the Blue Jays dugout, and it's 0-1. Gallagher, the 22-year-old, former 11th-round pick last year out of UConn. In his first professional season, he misses with that one upstairs now, a 1-1 count. This is an all-ABS game. Justin Hopkins, the umpire behind home. Connor Crowell, the umpire on the bases. That one in there, now a 1-2 count to Graham. Graham on the year batting 206, three home runs. He's got 20 RBIs to his name. Gallagher out of that windup, the 1-2 pitch, tapper towards the Lakeland dugout, and it's still 1-2. Blue Jays come into this game winners of their last three. They won last night 6-5 in comeback fashion. They were down three runs heading into the seventh, scored a run there, and then came back all the way, tying the game up and then taking the lead with three runs in the eighth. That fastball missed just off the plate, now a 2-2 count to Graham. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted softly towards right center. Underneath that is Roque Salinas, and he'll make the grab for out number one.
Now batting catcher number 15, Mario Feliciano.
Now Mario Feliciano. Minor league rehabber, the catcher stepping in for the first time. That one almost hit him. Slider came back just enough to get away from him, 1-0. That one lifted back and out of play to the right side. That one in there, drops in there. Now 1-2 the count to Feliciano. Blue Jays taking the first two games of this series. They can clinch a series split as there's a line shot, and it's off the glove of Raquelman, but he's there, picks it up, the throw's high. Glenn able to jump up to it and come back down on the bag for out number one. What looked to be a line out, ended up being a ground out, but almost an E4. Saved by Santiago, leaping high up off the dugout, rather the first base bag, and that's going to be out number two. Now Jose De La Cruz stepping in. First pitch, cut at and missed. 0-1 to start him off. That one missed a little bit. Now 1-1, it evens up. Benitez batting 377 on the year. A home run, 10 RBIs. That one lifted right side into the infield. Santiago waving everybody off on the infield grass. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 for the first inning for Pat Gallagher. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
All right, Blue Jays. What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it here right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods, wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on the road.
bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. We gon' have some fun. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. We gon' have some. Shawty messing with a bro now. I'm a pro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop on the hold out. Got the game on the go route. Black Tom Brady in this, I'm the GOAT now. Shawty, I'm so wild. Hard lands out the SoCal. Better know now.
I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
Let's roll.
Whoa.
Let's roll, let's roll.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Tucker Tolman's going to lead things off. He'll be followed by Raquel Nicastro and Addison Barger, the top three in your Blue Jays order. First pitch off that left hand of Edgardo Ibarra. Misses up and out. 1-0 to start off Tolman. Out of the windup, the lefty. That one missed off the plate. Back-to-back balls to start off the day for Ibarra. Now Tolman batting from the right side here against the lefty. The switch hitting third baseman. Leading off again. And that one off the plate. So three balls, no strikes. Looks like we've had a little bit of a lineup change for both teams, it seems. We're still working through that. That one in there for a called strike. Now 3-1. That one in there. Three balls, two strikes. And out of the windup, the pitch. Caught and a miss. He was down 3-0, but Ibarra comes all the way back and gets the K to start off Tolman.
Second baseman, number 19, Raquel DeCastro.
That's going to bring up Raquel DeCastro now. First pitch, that one taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Raquelman on the year batting 250. One home run, 9 RBIs. That one lifted high towards shallow left center. Out there's the shortstop, Peyton Graham. Rather, Abel Bastidas makes the grab for out number two. Now Addison Barger's going to step in.
Number 45, Addison Barger.
Lefty-lefty matchup. Barger, the minor league rehabber. First pitch, that one taken down low for a ball. That one, ground ball right side. Nice pickup there by Santana. He gets it over to first in time for the out, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the second. Both teams trade zeros in the first. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. My light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch, it's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. Up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. I give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in
in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from.
We're back here, top of the second, no score. Pat Gallagher, 13 pitches through the first inning. He's back out for his second. Righty-righty matchup. Jose De La Cruz going to lead things off. Cut and a miss on the slider. 0-1 to start him off. That one. Cut at and missed again, 0-2. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch by Gallagher. That one, the fastball up and out. Puts the ball on the board. Now 1-2. That one drops below the zone. 2-2. Still working through those lineup changes. De La Cruz was originally batting in the 3 spot. Lazaro Benitez ended up taking his place. Then that one in there called strike 3. Fastball right on the inside corner. Down looking goes De La Cruz. That's the first K for Gallagher.
Shortstop number 39, Abel Bastidas.
Now Abel Bastidas, the shortstop, first pitch. That one inside. Take it for a ball, 1-0. Two balls, no strikes. Now to Bastidas. A lefty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, Gallagher, that one upstairs. 3-0 quickly here to Bastidas. Batting a .193. No home runs and 4 RBIs. Gallagher, the 3-0 pitch, that one in there. Now the 3-1 pitch, that one lifted. Left side of the infield, Barger calling off Toman. Pretty much right where he started, he'll make the grab for out number 2. Two quick outs in the inning for Gallagher. That'll bring up Christian Santana. First pitch missed. Now Gallagher, the 1-0. That one fouled back into the right, up and out of play. 1-1 to start off Santana. Santana on the year batting just 103. 3 home runs and 8 RBIs. He's been pretty boom or bust so far this year for the Flying Tigers. The 1-1, that one well off the plate. Fastball. Messi had to reach out pretty far to grab that ball. Now 2-1 the count to Santana. Now out of the wind at the right, he kicks, fires. That one just missed. 3-1 just off the plate. Gallagher looking for another 1-2-3 inning. The 3-1 pitch. That one a ground ball off the glove of Gallagher. It looked like picked up by Raquelman. Throw to first in time for the out. And it is another 3-up, 3-down. We'll head to the home half of the second. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Thank you. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted still. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
We're back here. Bottom half of the second. Roque Salinas is going to lead things off. Edgardo Ibarra back out for a second inning worth of work. Took just 10 pitches to get through the first. Now the lefty kicks, fires out of the windup. First pitch to Roque in there for a called strike. Salinas, Santiago, and Rudd, the 4-5-6 hitters, all due up in this half inning. Out of the windup, Ibarra. The 0-1, that one, a swiveler left side. Charging in is Luke Gold, and he's going to have no play on Roque. In on the hands, it went to the left side of the infield, kind of a swinging bunt. And Roque easily able to beat it out for the first hit of the game.
Number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Luke Gold did all he could at third, but absolutely no chance to get Roque there. Now Glenn Santiago stepping in for the first time. One on and nobody out. The lefty kicks, fires. That one lifted right side. That's going to hook out of play. 0-1 to start off Santiago. On the year, he's batting .229. Three home runs. He's got 24 RBIs to his name. Lefty comes set, working out of the stretch for the first time. Looking over towards first now, kicks, fires. That one lifted right side. That's going to hook out of play. Santiago tied for the team lead, the active team lead in RBIs. He's tied with Toman with 24 each. McCarty and Beltre aren't too far behind at 22 and 21 respectively. Now the 0-2 pitch, that one up and in. One and two now, the count to Santiago. Jaden Rudd, tonight's center fielder, waiting on deck. And the 1-2 pitch. That one skips in front of the plate. Good block there by Feliciano. Keeping that one close and keeping Roque at first base. One on and nobody out here. 2-2 count to Santiago. Winds are blown in from right field here. That one, ground ball left side. Gets past Donnie Murphy and off the front of the tarp. Bounces around. Santiago swinging on that pitch inside. Was in front of it as well. Count stays the same, 2-2. Lefty kicks, fires again. Ground ball right side, and that was on the ground. Now throw to second is in time. A 3-6 double play. Good pick there by Tyler Johnson. He stepped on the bag, threw it to second, and they applied the tag on Roque. At first glance, couldn't tell if it was caught in the air by Johnson, but the umpires ruled that it was on the ground. But either way, they got the double play out of it. That one off the plate, outside. 1-0 to start off Rudd. Lefty kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Now a 2-0 count. Jaden on the year batting .237, two home runs, 19 RBIs. And the 2-0, cut at and missed. Fastball at 90. Jaden did get a piece of it, but stayed in the mid of Feliciano for a foul tip, 2-1. That one low and outside. Now a 3-1 count. Out of the windup, the 3-1. Lined, left side foul. Now 3-2, a full count to Rudd. Full count, two down, nobody on. Out of the windup, Ibarra, payoff pitch. Fouled off again. Rudd stays alive, gets a piece of it, he'll see another. Three, two again. Fouled off again. Rudd just getting a piece of it. He stays alive. He's got a swing at anything close. That one looked a little in off the plate, but he couldn't take the risk. He'll see an eighth pitch in this at bat. Still 3-2. Ibarra looking in. Starts the windup. 3-2 again. That one low and outside, the slider. Rudd watches it go by for a walk. That'll bring up Robert Robertis.
Right fielder, number 13, Robert Robertis.
Now Robert Robertis. Lefty-lefty matchup. Now move over to first and Rudd back in standing up. On the year, Robertis batting .186, a home run, 10 RBIs. Jaden Rudd with a ton of speed over there at first base, but with a lefty on the mound, a little tougher to steal. And there he goes. Caught in a miss there by Robertis. The throw is going to be a little bit wide of the bag, and it gets away from Bastidas. In the second with a stolen base is Rudd. He puts himself in scoring position. Stolen base number 11 on the year for Rudd. He's now 11 of 14 on the season. He ties up Adrian Pinta, who's on the IL, for the team lead. Now the 0-1. That one off the plate. A ball and a strike. Blue Jays with the first threat of the game. Now the 1-1. Caught and a miss. Looked like the changeup that time by Ibarra. 1-2 now the count. The 1-2 pitch. That one in the dirt gets away from Feliciano. Throw to third is not going to be in time. Jaden able to get that left hand into third before the tag was applied by Luke Gold. So a wild pitch there by Ibarra after the stolen bag. Jaden's moved up two bases here in this at-bat alone. Runner 90 feet away. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Robertis couldn't get up to it. He goes down swinging. Second K for Ibarra. We'll head to the top of the third. Blue Jays leave a runner in scoring position on third. And we'll be back here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. We're back here, top half of the third. Seth Stevenson is going to lead things off for the Flying Tigers here, top of the third. First pitch by Pat Gallagher, and his third inning worth of work. Slider in there for a called strike, 0-1. Back-to-back three-out, three-down innings to start off this ballgame for Gallagher. That slider missed a little off the plate, now 1-1. Stevenson, tonight's center fielder for Lakeland, batting .210 on the year, yet to hit a home run, but 15 RBIs. Ground ball foul left side, and now a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Gallagher back on the rubber. Stepping back in is Stevenson. And the 1-2 pitch. Topper right back to Gallagher. Picks it up on the mound. Throw to first in time for the 1-3 putout. That'll be out number one.
Third baseman, number 19.
Luke Gold, the third baseman, stepping in. He's up for the first time. 209 average, three home runs, 15 RBIs. Now out of the windup, first pitch. That one, a ground ball left side. Backhanded by Barger. Throw across the diamond in time for the out. 6-3 on the put out. Two up and two down.
First baseman, number 43, Tyler Johnson.
Now Tyler Johnson, the nine-hole hitter. Last Flying Tiger that Gallagher will face for the first time. Lefty-righty matchup, first pitch by Pat. That one in there for a called strike. Johnson on the year batting .163, one home run, three RBIs. That one skipped. Now 1-1. Johnson playing in his 18th game for the Flying Tigers this year. That one looked a little off the plate. The 2-1 pitch, that one inside. That one misses up high. First base runner of the ball game for the Flying Tigers comes via the walk here to the nine-hole hitter. Now the top of the order. Peyton Graham, he'll step back in. One on and two down and extends the inning. He flew out to right field and is only at bat thus far. Gallagher working out of the stretch for the first time. First pitch, that one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start it off to Graham. That one in there outside corner. Fastball right on the edge of the plate, 1-1. Tyler Johnson, yet to attempt a steal so far. Likely not a threat to go. Gallagher move over, and a little bit of a hesitation there on that dive back in, but he makes it back in time. Johnson diving head first. First disengagement for Gallagher so far. Righty comes set, and the 1-1. That one lifted. That's going to fall into left center field. First base hit of the day for the Flying Tigers. Stopping at second is Tyler Johnson. Now runners on first and second for Mario Feliciano. Feliciano grounded out to second and is only a bat thus far. First pitch, that one a ground ball left side. That'll be picked up on a slide by Toman. We go into first with it, and it's in time to get Feliciano. He looked towards second, opted to turn and go to first, and he still got it there in time. No runs, one hit, two men left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the third here at TD Ballpark. Still no score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Victor Mesia going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 8-9-1 due up. Mesia, Arnaez, then back up to the top with Tucker Toman. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch by Ibarra. That one a little bit low. Missed below the knees. 1-0 to start off Mesia. Mesia played in his first game at the single-A level last night, going 1-for-3. He's also hit by a pitch. That one missed down low, now 2-0. Out of the windup, the lefty, Ibarra, the 2-0 pitch. That one inside, a 3-0 count to start it off to Mesia. An RBI single in his first at-bat last night. Now the 3-0 pitch. That one low, a 4-pitch walk to lead off the inning. Mesia takes that jog to first base. And now Gene Arnaez, tonight's DH, will step in.
Designated hitter, number 25, Gene Arnaez.
Gene Arnaez stepping in for the first time tonight. On the year, batting 275. No home runs, 3 RBIs. Lefty kicks, fires. That one off the plate with the breaking ball, 1-0. Arnaez playing in his 12th game so far. One on and nobody out. Lefty comes set. The 1-0 pitch. That one off the plate. Six straight balls to start off the inning for Ibarra. That's going to get Feliciano out from behind the plate. He's going to go talk to his pitcher out on the mound. Two balls and no strikes in a scoreless ball game. Each team with one hit. Each team has drawn a walk. Now a second walk of the day drawn by the Blue Jays. And Victor Mesia to lead off this inning. Feliciano back behind the plate now. Ibarra on the mound. He comes set on the rubber. 2-0 to Arnaez. That one in there, right on the inside corner. Took a little bit off the fastball. Came in at just 89. But he was able to get it in there for a strike. 2-1, staring right over there at first base. Now he turns, kicks, fires. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Gold. Over to second for one, and first in time for two. A 5-4-3 double play wipes away that leadoff walk. And now Tucker Tillman will step in with the bases empty.
Tucker Tillman.
Second double play induced by Ibarra so far tonight. Now first pitch to Tillman. Takes that one low and inside. 1-0. Tillman had a 3-0 count in his first at bat. And Ibarra came all the way back for the strikeout. Now the 0-1. That one misses off the plate outside. Rather, 2-0. Scoreboard says 1-1. That one missed. Pretty sure it's 3-0. Scoreboard says 2-1. And Justin Hopkins waves up the three fingers on the left side. So it is 3-0. Out of the windup, the 3-0 pitch. That one in there. Fastball just 88 that time from Ibarra. Looking a lot better than he did against Tampa last week, where he went an inning and two-thirds, giving up four runs all earned. The 3-1, that one lifted right above the plate, in between the mound and home plate. Now Feliciano turns in fair territory, makes the grab, and that'll end the inning. So leadoff walk, then wiped away by the double play, and a rather fly ball, pop fly, right to Feliciano. That's going to bring us to the top half of the fourth. No score here at TD Ballpark. Pat Gallagher out for his fourth inning worth of work when we return.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple.
We're back here, top four. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Benitez, De La Cruz, and Bastidas, the 3-4-5 hitters, all due up in this half inning for Lakeland. First pitch taken inside for a ball, 1-0 to start off the right fielder. Popped out to first and is only a bat thus far. Out of the windup, Gallagher, the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball high, chopper charging in his Barger. Pick up throw in time. Nice play there by Barger. Had to get it off quick. With how high it popped up off the clay in front of the plate. And he's able to get it to first in time for the 6-3 putout. One up, one down. Last inning for Gallagher, the first one that was not 3-up, 3-down. Now a cut and a miss on the slider, 0-1 to start off Jose De La Cruz. He struck out looking and is only at bat thus far. Now quickly the 0-1, that one skipped. Right behind the plate, 1-1. Fastball missed down low. Now a 2-1 count to De La Cruz. Gallagher with his 48th pitch of the night. That one in there. Fastball right on the inside corner. Evens it right back up. Time called at the plate by De La Cruz. 2-2 the count. The righty steps back in. Gallagher staring in. Out of the windup. The 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Down on the slider. Second strikeout for Gallagher. Second out of the inning. That'll bring up Abel Bastidas, the shortstop.
Batting number 39, Abel Bastidas.
De La Cruz, the only guy who's struck out for the Flying Tigers, and he's done it twice. Now out of the windup. First pitch to Bastidas. Ground ball, right side. Charging in is DeCastro. Picks up, throw to first in time for the out. Three up, three down for the third time tonight for Pat Gallagher. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless. Just one hit for each team. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Dunedin.
You know I got your number, number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, all right. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying, crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Raquel DeCastro going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 2-3-4 hitters all due up. DeCastro, Barger, and Salinas. Ibarra back out for his fourth inning worth of work. First page, ground ball left side foul. 0-1 to start off DeCastro. Popped out to short and is only at bat thus far. 0-1 on the day. Just one hit allowed through three so far for Ibarra, as there is a cut and a miss on the changeup, now 0-2. Raquelvin quickly down 0-2. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. That one lifted towards shallow center, charging into Stevenson, but he's got time. He settles and makes the grab for out number three, rather out number one, three up, three down.
Shortstop. Number 45, Addison Barger. It's just the silly things.
Addison Barger stepping in for the second time. First pitch by the lefty. That one off the plate outside. One and oh to start it off to Barger. Grounded out to second and is only at bat. That one inside. Two balls, no strikes. Out of the windup, Ibarra. The pitch. That one inside. Three straight balls to start off Barger. 50 pitches on the night so far for Ibarra. Split right down the middle. 25 balls, 25 strikes. And the 3-0. That one, a little up, little in. Barger takes it for ball four. Third walk of the game for Ibarra. Neither one of the first two came back to bite him. Now Barger will take first base with one away. Roque Salinas stepping in, the only Blue Jay with a hit so far tonight. Infield single to third on a swinging bunt. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Now the 0-1 pitch, that one a foul tip off the front foot and back. Roque quickly down 0-2. Glenn Santiago, first baseman waiting on deck. Ibarra out of the stretch. He comes set. Kicks, fires the 0-2 pitch, fouled off. Roque got just enough of that one to stay alive. The 0-2 again, ground ball foul just to the right of the first base bag. Probably a good thing. Looked like Johnson had it covered there right of the line. Roque will see another. No balls, two strikes. Coming set is Ibarra again. Now move over to first. Back in time, standing up is Barger. First disengagement for Ibarra. Nobody warming up for the Blue Jays in the pen, so it looks like Gallagher will come out for the fifth. Flying Tigers do have a righty. Getting ready in case. Now the 0-2. Ground ball right side. Could be two. Over to second for one, and they'll hold the throw to first. Ibarra couldn't get off the mound in time, and Roque was able to beat it out for the fielder's choice. Barger is retired at second base. So the inning will continue with a runner on first for Dunedin. Now Glenn Santiago stepping in for the second time. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Santiago. Cut at and missed. Change up there by Ibarra. 0-1 to start off Glenn. Grounded into a double play. It is only a bat thus far. And the 0-1. That one fouled back top of the screen. 0-2 now to Santiago. Ibarra after that four-pitch walk to Barger. Every pitch has been in the zone. No balls, two strikes. Lefty kicks, fires. That one, a line shot, goes off the foot of Ibarra, picked up by the shortstop. Bastidas throw to first in time. Wow, what a play there by the Flying Tigers. A ricocheted off the right foot of Ibarra and right to Bastidas, who went to ground to pick it up. He got it first in time for the out. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the fifth here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from.
We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Christian Santana is going to lead things off for the Flying Tigers. Pat Gallagher back out for his fifth inning worth of work. No runs, just one hit allowed so far for Gallagher tonight. First pitch missed low for a ball, 1-0 to start off Santana. Grounded out to second and is only at bat thus far. A 1-0 count out of the windup, Gallagher. That one ripped to left. That's going to fall for a base hit. Leadoff single picked up by Roque. Throw back to the infield. One on, nobody out now for Seth Stevenson.
Center fielder, number 4, Seth Stevenson.
Stevenson, the center fielder. He grounded out to Pat Gallagher on a 1-3 put out. And is only at bat. Corners are playing in. Middle infield and double play depth. Righty out of the stretch, kicks, fires. Now looking to lay down a bunt is Stevenson. He pulls back, takes it off the plate for a ball, 1-0. Still no action in the Blue Jays' bullpen out there past right field. Gallagher kicks, fires the 1-0. That one low and outside, a good snag there by Messia. Just the third base runner of the game so far for the Flying Tigers. And a 2-0. That one low. A 3-0 count to start off Stevenson. Rio pitch, that one in there, right at the top of the zone. ABS liked it enough, and it's 3-1. Righty-righty matchup, looking over towards first. Now he comes set. Gallagher, a 3-1. Fouled back. Gallagher right back in the count. Now it's full. Three-two, that one sent high towards left center. Jaden Rudd on his horse over towards the track, and he makes a grab. Able to run it down, a ton of speed out there by the center fielder. Him and Roque were both close to it, but Rudd called off Salinas, makes the grab, and heading back over to first is Santana. Rudd got a great jump on that fly ball. Now one on, one away for Luke Gold. First pitch, caught and a miss there on the slider. The righty, the 0-1 pitch, lifted right side, that's going to get up and out of play. No balls, two strikes, one on, one away here in this top of the fifth. Neither team has played it a run thus far. Gallagher. The 0-2. That went off the plate with the fastball. One and two, Gallagher. Kicks, fires. That one, the slider, couldn't get the chase. Well placed, but a better take there by Gold. That evens it back up. Count squared at 2-2. Santana takes his lead off first. Move over to first, and back in time is Santana. Not really a threat to go. He's just 2 of 5 when attempting a steal this year. The righty kicks, fires the 2-2 pitch. Lifted. Right side coming in is Robertis, and that's going to fall in front. Holding in between first and second was Santana, but he gets on the bag in time.
Number 43, Tyler Johnson.
Second hit of the inning. Third on the night for Lakeland. That's going to put runners on first and second, one away for Tyler Johnson, the first baseman. Lakeland with runners on first and second for the second time tonight. Time called to the plate by Messia. That'll count as a disengagement for Gallagher. Gallagher looking in. He comes set. Righty-lefty matchup. And a move back over to second. Back in time on the bag is Santana. Johnson still waiting on the first pitch. Righty kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Top of the order, on deck, Peyton Graham, the DH. A 1-0 count at the plate to Johnson. The 1-0, that one just off the plate. Two balls, no strikes here. And the pitch fouled off. Two and one. Gallagher looking back towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. That one inside, a 3-1 count to Johnson. Two base hits, sandwiching a fly out to center field. First and second, one away. And the pitch. That one off the plate. Ball four, that's going to load the bases. And that's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. He'll come out for a mound visit. It'll be bases loaded, one away. Have to assume that the corners will be in. And the middle infield will be in double play depth. Corey talking with Pat Gallagher and the entire Blue Jays infield out there on the mound. Now Justin Hopkins taking that stroll over to the mound to break up the meeting. But Corey adjourns it before the home plate umpire can get out there. First mound visit of the day for Dunedin. Now top of the order, Peyton Graham stepping in. He's 1-for-2 with a base hit in the left center field. First pitch, that one low and outside. Messi is going to have to be very sure-handed behind the plate. The 1-0, that one off the plate outside. That was Gallagher's 70th pitch. Scoreless ball game here in the fifth. Bases loaded for Lakeland. That one low and outside. Now a 3-0 count. Three balls and no strikes and nowhere to put Peyton Graham. Highly doubt Graham will have the green light here. The 3-0. That one upstairs, it didn't matter. A four-pitch walk brings in the first run of the night. Lakeland takes midway through the game, but a 1-0 lead for the Flying Tigers. Graham gets the easiest RBI he'll ever get. Now the minor league rehabber, Mario Feliciano, first pitch to him. Did he go around? He did not. 1-0 to start off Feliciano. 1-for-5 so far in his rehab stint with the Flying Tigers. Out of the windup, the 1-0. That one in there. Blue Jays do have a righty warming up now. Looks like Grayson Thurman. The 1-1, caught and a miss on the slider. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Base is still loaded for the Flying Tigers now. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball. It's over the glove of Gallagher. Now over to second in time for one and not in time for two. It was picked up by DeCastro on the infield grass. Was able to get it to second for one out. But Feliciano able to beat out that throw to first. And that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Run comes in to score on the fielder's choice. Now 2-0 Lakeland leads. And the Blue Jays will go to the bullpen here in the fifth. 4 2/3 for Pat Gallagher. First four innings were superb. But two base hits and two walks followed by a fielder's choice brings in two runs for Lakeland. Grayson Thurman will be the new pitcher. We'll talk about him when we return. 2-0 Lakeland in front here in the fifth. We're back here, top of the fifth, two down. Runners on the corners, Grayson Thurman, the new pitcher for Dunedin. Tasked to get this final out and try to minimize the damage. A 2-0 lead for Lakeland. First pitch to Lazaro Benitez in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Thurman on for the 17th time. An 0-1 record, a 6.50 ERA through 18 total innings. But a lot of that ERA is due to a blow-up appearance last time out against Bradenton. That one missed down low. Now 1-1. In two-thirds of an inning in the final game of the series in Bradenton, Thurman went two-thirds of an inning. Three hits, five runs. As there's a grounder left side. Backhanded by Barger. Going to second. No, to first with it. And that's not going to do anything. Barger lost his footing when he came up with the ball. That'll go down as an infield single. And Lakeland plates their third run of the inning. That third run charged to Pat Gallagher. Now Thurman comes set. Runners on first and second, two down. First pitch, ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Charging in is Robertus. The pickup, the throw is going to be to the plate, and it's not going to be in time. Advancing over to third is Benitez, an RBI single for Jose De La Cruz.
Shortstop, number 39, Abel Bastidas.
So just like that, Lakeland scoring all four runs in this inning. They take a 4-0 lead. That's it for the runners that Gallagher was responsible for. Now anything going forward will be Thurman. First pitch, that one missed off the plate. 1-0 to start off Bastidas. Thurman comes set. Runners on the corners, two down. Caught and a miss of that one in the dirt. Nasty changeup there by Thurman. Got the swing by Bastidas. And it's 1-1. Bastidas, the ninth batter of the inning for the Flying Tigers. Caught and a miss again on the changeup. One ball, two strikes, two down. Blue Jays trying to get out of this inning. And time called. It's going to be a pitch clock violation on Thurman. The clock hit triple zeros before he lifted that left leg. De La Cruz was taken off from first. I'm not sure if that was the plan all along or if he just saw that the pitch clock was winding down and figured he could get a head start. Now the 2-2 pitch, he doesn't go, it's fouled off. Count stays 2-2. Two and two. 2-2 again, ground ball right side, backhanded by Santiago. He'll take it to the bag himself, a 3-U to end the inning. But Lakeland, they score four. They take a 4-0 lead. We'll head to the home half of the fifth. They're going to bring out a new pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Lay back and smile.
We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Jose Diaz is the new pitcher for the Flying Tigers. He's on for the 16th time. 3.74 ERA through 21 and two-thirds innings pitched. Hasn't gotten a decision yet. First time we're seeing him this series. First time we're seeing him this year. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off for Dunedin, followed by Robert Robertus and Victor Mesia. 6-7-8 hitters all due. That one up and outside. Rudd was showing bunt, pulled back, took it for a ball 1-0. Caught and a miss on the fastball. Evens it up 1-1. Rudd reached on a walk in his only plate appearance thus far. Stole a bag. Made it to third on a wild pitch. That one cut at and missed. Now 1-2. Time called at the plate by Rudd. Digging back in. 1-2. Diaz. Kicks, fires. That one ripped, but hook and foul. Jaden just a bit early on that one. Count stays at 1-2. Righty comes set. Looking in, taking his time. Now he kicks, fires. Fouled off again. Final line for Edgardo Ibarra. Lakeland starter. Four innings pitched, one hit, no runs. Three walks and two Ks. He will not get the win. He'll get another no decision. That one low. Tough take, but a good one there by Jaden Rudd. That'll even up the count 2-2. That one missed. Three-two pitch, cut at and missed. Rudd couldn't get to the fastball. He goes down swinging. One up, one down for Jose Diaz. And he strikes out his first batter. That's going to bring up Robert Robertus. Just the fifth total strikeout on the game. Third on the night for Lakeland. Cutting a miss on that one for Robertus. He starts off 0-1. He struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. The 0-1. That one called a strike. Robertus didn't like it, but ABS made the call. It's 0-2. That one off the plate outside. Curveball missed. The 1-2, cut at and missed. Down swinging on back-to-back batters. Two straight Ks to start off the appearance for Diaz. Now Victor Mesia stepping in. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Diaz. Cut at and missed. 0-1 to start him off. Mesia reached on a walk in his only plate appearance thus far, officially 0-0 on the day. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted back and out of play. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch, that one. Good take there by Mesia. Curveball drifted off the plate. And the 1-2. That one drops in there. Called strike three. Diaz comes in and strikes out the side. That'll end the inning. The Blue Jays go three up, three down. We'll head to the top of the sixth for nothing. Flying Tigers in front.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow of my life.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Christian Santana is going to lead things off. Grayson Thurman back out after getting the final out in that top of the fifth. First pitch cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Santana. Lakeland with a 4-0 lead. All four runs scored in that fifth inning on Pat Gallagher. That one in the dirt, now 1-1. Santana 1-for-2. He led off the last inning with a single. Lakeland sent all nine to the plate. Santana came around to score. That one in there, now 1-2. What was shaping up to be another really nice start by Gallagher did not end up going that way due to that fifth inning. 4 2/3, 3 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 3 walks and 2 Ks. Now the 1-2. That one just above the zone. Couldn't drop it in there, 2-2. That one missing just a little off the plate. Three balls, 2 strikes. The pitch by Thurman. Ground ball over to short. That'll be picked up by Barger. Throw across is in time for the out. One up, one down.
Center fielder, number 4, Seth Stevenson.
Seth Stevenson, the center fielder. He's stepping in for the third time today. He's 0-for-2. First pitch, that one above the zone. Take it for a ball, 1-0. Lifted, right side. That might stay in play. Santiago following it towards the netting, and that's going to get up into the stands. It'll be a 1-1 count now to Stevenson. Santiago followed it out, but had no chance with it getting up over the netting. One and one. Thurman, the pitch. fouled off towards zone on deck circle. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Tap or foul again. Stevenson stays alive. He'll see another pitch. Thurman looking in. This will be his 20th of the night. Righty comes set. The 1-2 again. Ground ball. That's going to get through for a base hit. Up the middle. Into left center field for a single. Stevenson a wide turn. But he stops there at first. He'll settle for a single.
Third baseman, number 19, Luke Gold.
Now Luke Gold. He's up for the third time. 1-for-2 with a run scored. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one a little up above the zone. 1-0 to start off the third baseman. And there goes the runner. Throw by Messier to second is not going to be in time. Seth Stevenson just beat that one out. Messier with a very strong throw to second base. But Stevenson got a fantastic jump. There's really no chance. Seth Stevenson with his 26th stolen bag of the year. That one off the plate. Now a 2-1 count. Runner in scoring position here in the sixth inning for the Flying Tigers. That one in the dirt. Messier kept it close. I think it might have went off the foot of Justin Hopkins, the home plate umpire. But Stevenson couldn't break towards third with how close it was to Messier. Three balls, a strike. And there goes the runner again. Lifted towards center. Jaden Rudd's going to settle underneath as he's going back towards the track. He'll make the grab. Stevenson having to retreat back to second base, and he gets there.
First baseman, number 43, Tyler Johnson.
Stevenson took a walking lead. Thurman never looked him back to second, so he was able to try and take third, but having to go back on the flyout. Two down now for Tyler Johnson. First pitch, caught at and missed on the changeup. Johnson still hasn't recorded an official at bat. 0-for-0 with two walks and a run scored. That one in the dirt. That one back to second, and Stevenson out. He got tagged on the foot. He started going to third, and that ball went off the right foot of Johnson. Messier with a great decision to throw back to second. That's the last out of the inning. No runs on one hit. Lakeland doesn't leave a runner. We'll head to the home half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 4-0. Flying Tigers lead.
I'll be like, geez, sunset on the beach. Wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Everything that they're saying, my mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Sunshine 24/7, clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Gene Arnaez is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 9-1-2 due up. Arnaez, Toman, and DeCastro. Jose Diaz back out for a second inning worth of work. He struck out the side in that bottom half of the fifth inning. First pitch missed off the plate, 1-0. That one fouled up and over my head. Out of play, 1-1. Arnaez 0-for-1 on the day. He grounded into a 5-4-3 double play back in the third. Now the righty kicks fires. That one fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Lakeland leading by 4 here in the sixth. Righty kicks fires. That one popped up back and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Arnaez stayed alive. And the pitch. Foul tip stayed in the mitt of Feliciano. Four straight Ks to start off the appearance for Jose Diaz. That'll bring up Tucker Thoman. Thoman batting from the left side for the first time tonight against a righty. First pitch. Missed low and outside, 1-0. Thoman 0-for-2. Strikeout and a pop out. Now the 1-0. That one up and out. Two balls and no strikes. Diaz looking in. Comes set. The 2-0. That one inside. Thoman with a 3-0 count for the third time tonight. Neither of the first two have resulted in him reaching base. And the pitch. That one in there. And the 3-1. That one in there as well. Three and two. Right back in the count is Diaz. Kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Thoman draws the walk. That'll put a runner on. And one away for Raquelman DeCastro.
Second baseman, number 19, Raquelman DeCastro.
Righty-righty matchup, first pitch. That one missed up high. 1-0, the first base runner that Diaz has allowed. Comes via the walk after four straight Ks. Now the 1-0. That one high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Thoman with his leadoff first, the 2-0 pitch. Ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Toman's going to stop at second. And now that one gets away from the shortstop Bastidas, but well covered by Jose Diaz. Now first and second, one away for Addison Barger. And that's going to get Nick Green to exit the dugout. Pitching coach out to go talk to Jose Diaz with a dangerous hitter coming up. Barger 0 for 1 on the day with a walk. But if you're familiar with prospects in the Blue Jays org, or if you're familiar with the 2021 Dunedin Blue Jays, you know how dangerous of a hitter Addison Barger is. Spent a little more than half the year in 2021 here in Dunedin. 18 home runs. Ended the year at high A. Started off 2022 at high A. Made it all the way to triple A before the season ended. That one fouled off left side. 0-1 to start off Barger. Last year, Barger, between three levels, batted 308, hit 26 home runs, and drove in 91. That one way off the plate, 1-1. He could change the course of this ballgame with just one swing of the bat. Trying to get right and get back up to Buffalo. Lefty-righty matchup, the 1-1. That one in there. Dropped in a breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-2. Roque Salinas waiting on deck. 2-1 and 1 away. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one inside. A good take there by Barger to even up the count. Barger, the 23-year-old. Former sixth-round pick of the Blue Jays out of high school. Went to King High School. Not too far from here in Tampa. That one sent high towards right. That could be trouble. That's going to fall into the mitt of Stevenson. My goodness. That ball looked like a missile off the bat, and it died. Thought for sure that was destined to the wall, but it didn't even make the track. Stevenson ran it down. So it goes for out number two. Both runners staying at first and second. First one, that one bounces, and a nice pick there by Feliciano, keeping that from the backstop. Two on and two away. Okay, one of just two Blue Jays with a base hit, the other being on first base right now, and Rickelvin DeCastro. The 1-0. That one upstairs. 2-0 to start off for OK. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen, so it looks like Thurman's going to come out for another inning. 3-0. That one missed off the plate. Diaz was starting the day off at about 93-94 on his fastball. That one at 91. Looks like he's losing some steam. Lakeland does have a lefty warming up in their pen. Now the 3-0. That one right on the outside corner. Just barely clips the zone now. A 3-1 count to Roque. Righty comes set, the 3-1 pitch. In on the hands, lifted left side. That's hooking towards the stands, and it will get up and out of play. It'll be a full count now to Roque. Bottom of the sixth, the 4-0 ball game. Flying Tigers lead. Blue Jays looking for something here. Runners have been tough to come by. The 3-2 pitch, cut and a miss. Down swinging on the high fastball. Roque is retired. 5 Ks on the night through 2 innings for Jose Diaz. He leaves runners on first and second, and we'll head to the seventh. We're 2/3 away through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back for the seventh when we return. We're back here, top of the seventh. Grayson Thurman is back out for the inning. Tyler Johnson going to lead things off for the Flying Tigers. First pitch, fastball taken off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off the nine-hole hitter. 9-1-2 due up, Johnson, Graham, and Feliciano. Righty-lefty matchup, the 1-0. That one lifted. Left side coming in is Roque towards the line. He's able to settle and make the grab about 2 feet away from the wall for out number one.
Designated hitter number 8, Peyton Graham.
Roque caught that in foul territory. Just a couple feet away from that wall in front of Eddie's. Now one up, one down for Peyton Graham. Looking to lay down a bunt, he pulls back, but it skimmed his bat, says Justin Hopkins. 0-1 to start it off. The 0-1. That one skips. Graham on the day, 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. That one just drops below the zone. Two balls, one strike. Foul tip. That one hit the mask of Messier. He pops right up. Fires one back to Thurman. He looks like he's good to go. Lefty still warming up in the pen for the Flying Tigers. Now it looks like Harry Rutkowski's warming up for Dunedin. 2-2, that one upstairs. Count full here to Graham. Righty comes set. Full count pitch. That one lined to right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Could be extra bases. Jaden Rudd with a quick pickup throw to second is going to be in time. They got him. Jaden Rudd with a cannon gets it to Barger, who applied the tag, and Graham is out trying to be a little too aggressive.
Catcher number 15, Mario Feliciano.
Nine, six on that putout. Now two down for Mario Feliciano. Ready, ready matchup. First pitch, that one in there. 0-1 to start off the catcher. He's 0-for-3 on the night, but he did drive in a run on a fielder's choice. The 0-1 pitch, that one off the plate. One and one, the pitch. That one lifted back and out of play. One ball, two strikes, two down. Ground ball, left side. That'll be picked up by Barger. Had a little bit of trouble getting it out of the glove, but plenty of time. He gets it to first for the out. No runs on one hit. Nobody left the board. We'll head to the home half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh coming up.
For the seventh inning stretch.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey.
We're back here. Bottom of the seventh. Clint Santiago is going to lead things off. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers is the lefty Claver Perez. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0. He's on for the 18th time this year. 3-0 record, a 5.88 ERA through 26 innings of work. That one missed upstairs as well. Now 2-0. That one at the knees, called a strike, 91-mile-an-hour fastball, now 2-1 to Glenn Santiago. Glenn 0-for-2 on the day, takes that one up and out. Perez wasting no time, getting right back on the rubber and starting the windup. Lefty kicks, fires, that one upstairs. A leadoff walk issued to Glenn Santiago. Yet another walk by these Lakeland pitchers, but nothing's come back to bite them yet. That's the fifth of the night. Blue Jays have only had a runner on third once. That one hit Rudd. Lost the grip on what looked to be a curveball. Hits Rudd on the elbow, and now back-to-back free passes. With Robert Roberta stepping in. Roberta's on the night 0-for-2, 2 Ks. And Justin Hopkins stops for a second, looking towards the Lakeland dugout, communicating something to them, I'm not sure what. But we're back now. First pitch by Perez. That one in there for a called strike. Final line for Jose Diaz. It's a good one. Two innings pitched, one hit, no runs, one walk, and five Ks. Got out of a little bit of trouble in that sixth inning, but nothing serious. Caught in a miss there by Robertas, and it's quickly 0-2. Victor Mesia waiting on deck. The 0-2. Ground ball. That might get through. That's going to be a pickup. Diving pickup. And now it's going to be in the infield. Stopping at third is Santiago. They'll likely rule that an infield single. Would have been an impossible play by Christian Santana. And he almost made it. They do rule that as an infield hit. Robertas aboard for the first time. Tried to throw that from his belly on the ground. And went underneath the glove of his shortstop, Abel Bastidas. So just like that, the Blue Jays have loaded the bases. No outs here in this seventh inning. It's going to be Victor Mesia. Bases full of birds, no outs here in this bottom half of the seventh. Blue Jays down by four. The potential tying run is at the plate. Messier 0-for-1 on the day. Struck out looking in his last at bat. Only at bat. Drew a 4-pitch walk in his first plate appearance. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one, a foul tip off that front foot and bounces high up into the air and safely down in front of the Lakeland dugout. 0-1 to start off Messier. Infield shaded over to the left side against the righty. Perez kicks, fires the 0-1. Foul ball. No balls, two strikes. Lefty comes set. And the pitch. Cut and a miss. High inside fastball got Messier to cut underneath it. He goes down swinging. Second strikeout for him on the day. First strikeout for Perez. That'll be one away. Still bases loaded for Dunedin. Gene Arnaez stepping in for the third time. He's 0-for-2. Grounded into a double play and struck out swinging. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch. Cut and a miss. Now the 0-1. Ground ball left side that kicks foul. And it's 0-2. Feel like the Blue Jays got to get something at least in this inning. It's the first time all night they've had two runners in scoring position at the same time. Only the second time they've had a man on third. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted right side. That's going to get back and out of play. Arnaez stays alive. He'll see another. Top of the order, Tucker Toman waiting on deck. The 0-2 again. That one upstairs. One and two now the count. Fouled off again. Arnaez doing a good job fighting in this at bat. One and two, the pitch by Perez. That one sent high towards right center, up in the air towards the track is Stevenson. He'll make the grab. A run's going to come in. Rudd is going to head over to third. So the Blue Jays put something on the board here in the seventh. They keep a runner at third with Rudd advancing. A sacrifice fly for Gene Arnaez. That'll bring up Tucker Toman, still representing the potential tying run. Toman, he'll bat from the right side for the third time tonight. Runners on the corners, two down. Time called at the plate by Feliciano. There's a righty starting to throw in the Tigers' pen. First pitch, ground ball right side. That'll get through. It goes between the legs of Robertus. He's rounding towards third. An RBI single, and now that bounces away from the right fielder, Jose De La Cruz, but not far enough for Robertus to go any further. An RBI single, little punch shot through the other way for Tucker Toman, and the Blue Jays have cut the deficit in half. It's now 4-2. Calvin DeCastro stepping in. Runners still on the corners. Two down. First pitch. Cut and a miss on the fastball. That ball through the right side was so close to hitting the feet of Robert Robertis, which would have been an out. It goes the Blue Jays' way, cut and a miss on the high fastball now, quickly 0-2. Lefty kicks, fires that one upstairs. Potential tying run on first base and Tucker Thoman. 1-2 count to Raquelvin. Lefty comes set. The pitch. Line shot right side. That's going to hook into the netting. Count stays at 1-2. Raquelvin 1-for-3 on the night. And the pitch, fouled off. A lot of tough pitches have been fouled off in this inning by Blue Jays hitters with two strike counts. And it's more of the same here by Raquelvin. The 1-2 again, up and out. Count even, squared up now 2-2. Robertis on third, Thoman on first. They've cut the deficit in half here in this inning. That one lifted high, shallow left field. Out there is Bastidas, and he gets called off by De La Cruz, who hauls it in for out number three. So the Blue Jays leave runners on the corners, but they scored two. They've made it a little bit easier going forward. We'll head to the eighth, 4-2. Lakeland still leads here at TD Ballpark.
Don't go yet.
We're back here, top of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Harry Rutkowski is on. First pitch taken off the plate outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Rutkowski takes over for Grayson Thurman, who went 2 1/3. Gave up 4 hits, but no runs, no walks, no Ks. Ground ball right to Tucker Thoman at third. Throw across the diamond in time for the 5-3 putout. One up, one down. Lazaro Benitez is retired.
Left fielder, number 27, Jose De La Cruz.
That brings up Jose De La Cruz. 1-for-3 on the night. 2 Ks to start off his day. But an RBI single in his last at bat. That brought in the fourth and final run of that fifth inning. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Rutkowski kicks, fires. The 0-1's lifted towards left. That's going to fall for base hit, and that's going to get all the way to the wall. Roque out there to pick it up. It's going to be extra bases for De La Cruz, and he's not stopping at second. Throw by Barger is going to be to third, and it's going to be in time. Again, the Flying Tigers too aggressive on the base paths. Roque to Barger to Tillman. 9-6-5 on the putout.
Shortstop number 39, Abel Bastidas.
Could have easily stopped at second with a one-out double. But he tested his luck, and it didn't work out. Out at third was De La Cruz now. Bases still empty. Two down for Abel Bastidas. First pitch is in there for a called strike. The 0-1 caught at and missed on the changeup. Dipped away from that righty bat. Bastidas quickly down 0-2. He's 0-3 on the night. Rutkowski in his 16th appearance, a 4-0 record with a 3.43 ERA. The 0-2 fouled back to the screen. He got the win in Sunday's ball game, pitching the ninth inning. The bases ended up getting loaded up against him. But he clutched up, got the third out in that bottom of the ninth, sending us to extras where former Blue Jay Juan Gonzalez doubled in the winning run. And Liam Mendez came on for the save. That gave the Blue Jays the split of the series on the road in Bradenton. Now the 1-2, cut at and missed. The changeup way out in front of it. Down swinging he goes. No runs, one hit, nobody left the board. We'll head to the home half of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. Lakeland leads 4-2.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby. If it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me
whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
We're back here, bottom of the eighth. Addison Barger is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays up for the fourth time. He's 0-2 so far with a walk. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch off the plate outside. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers is right-hander number 44, Connor Holden. The 1-0 fouled off by Barger. Ball and a strike. Holden takes over for Claverth Perez, who went an inning, gave up two hits, two runs, both earned, a walk and a K. That one fouled way off to the left side. A lot of distance on that one as well. One and two now, the count to Barger. Barger, Salinas, and Santiago. 3, 4, 5 hitters all due up. Righty comes set. And the 1-2. That one up and out. Count evens now 2-2. And the pitch. Ground ball left side. That'll get through. A leadoff single for Addison Barger. Punches that through the opposite side. And now Roque Salinas will step in.
Left fielder, number 26, Roque Salinas.
Holding on for the 17th time this year, 3-2 win-loss record. 4.01 ERA through 24 2/3. He's also 0-2 on save situations. And this would be one. First pitch, caught in a miss on the high fastball by Salinas. 0-1 to start him off. Roque 1-3 with an infield single. He also reached on a fielder's choice. Struck out in his last at bat. Lefty-righty matchup. The 0-1. That one up and out. One ball, one strike. The pitch. That one lifted towards left. Now going back a little bit and coming towards the foul line. A little last minute is De La Cruz. He hauls it in for out number one.
First baseman, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Glenn Santiago stepping in. He's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Steps in to face the righty Holden. Blue Jays got two in the last inning to cut the lead in half. That one inside. It hit Santiago. No, a balk was called. I thought Justin Hopkins pointed at Santiago. But he pointed towards the pitcher, Connor Holden, indicating a balk. So no pitch there. Moving into scoring position is Addison Barger. First pitch again. Caught and a miss on the fastball. No balls, a strike. The pitch. Fouled off right side. 93 mile an hour fastball, 0-2. Blue Jays left the tying run aboard in that last inning. Now Santiago represents the potential tying run here in the eighth. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Upstairs. Santiago moved the bat a little bit. Not near enough for it to be considered a strike. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one on and one away. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Down on the slider. That'll bring up Jaden Rudd.
Center fielder, number 3, Jaden Rudd.
Two down in the inning. Runner still at second base. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Rudd. That one in the dirt. Bertis on deck. A 1-0 count. The pitch. Upstairs. Two and oh, now the count to Rudd. Holding the pitch. Line left side foul. Off the bat at 91. He got good wood on it, but couldn't keep it fair. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Holden comes set. The righty kicks, fires. That one in there. Fastball's got some inside run. Rather, some arm side run. Came back over the plate. Got a groan from the crowd, but it is ABS. Auden made balls and strikes. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. That one, a line shot over the glove of Santana into right field. A run's going to come in to score. The Blue Jays now trail by just a run. An RBI single for Jaden Rudd. Makes it 4-3 here in the eighth.
Right fielder, number 13, Robert.
His first hit of the day is an RBI single. That's going to get Nick Green out of the dugout. Robert Robertis is going to step in. He's 1-for-3, 2 Ks, and an infield single. He ended the last inning on third base. Right now, Jaden Rudd, who represents the potential tying run, is on first. I have a feeling the Blue Jays might try to put him in motion again. He already stole one bag today. 11-of-14 this year. No doubt Nick Green had that conversation with his pitcher and catcher to be ready. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch to Robertis, cut at and missed. 0-1 on the high fastball. Dineen would love to get Rudd in scoring position. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled off the mask of Feliciano. And now Robertis down 0-2. Rudd has shown no signs of attempting a stolen bag so far. Does take an extra step there. The 0-2, he stays, and it's in there, called strike three. Robertis goes down on three pitches, but the Blue Jays do get another run. They've trimmed the deficit to 1. It's 4-3. We'll head to the ninth.
All right, fans, it's time.
You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. 4-3, Lakeland leads after 8.
4-2 to the Baltimore Orioles.
1, 2, 3. Every time you come around, you know I can't say. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late. To white.
tension ends when the good times start.
We're back here for the ninth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Harry Rutkowski back out for his second inning worth of work. The lefty kicks fires first pitch, taken off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off the second baseman, Christian Santana. Blue Jays got another run back. Now trailing by just one. They'll have a chance in the bottom of the ninth. That one down low. Now a 2-0 count to start off Santana. 1-for-3 on the day, a single and a run scored back in the fifth. Two groundouts otherwise. Lefty comes set, kicks, fires the 2-0. That one in there. Two balls and a strike. Rutkowski. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Right back in the count. It evens up 2-2. Rutkowski will aim to not make it harder in the bottom half of the ninth than it needs to be. The 2-2 pitch, that one inside. Full count to the first batter of the inning. And the 3-2 pitch, that one low. Called strike three. Oh, ABS liked it just enough. Fastball must have just clipped that bottom part of the zone. And down looking goes Santana. Second K for Rutkowski. Now Seth Stevenson, the center fielder. First pitch. That one at the knees, called a strike. Stevenson 1-for-3. Stole a bag and got picked off second. The 0-1. Lifted high, left side in fair territory. Shallow left field. Out there making the grab is Manuel Beltre. Didn't realize that we had made a defensive change. Beltre now out there at shortstop taking over for Addison Barger, who got his four ABs. That one ripped, but it's hook and foul. That might have had the distance. Luke Gold. Making a bid for his fourth homer of the year, but he couldn't keep it fair. Luke Gold 1-for-3 with a run scored. Lefty-righty matchup. Rutkowski, the 0-1. That one, low and inside. Gold had to get the feet out of the way. It's 1-1. Two down, nobody on. The 1-1 pitch. That one, a line shot, and that's over the glove of Beltre. Into left field for a base hit. Just over that glove on the left hand of Manuel Beltre. Puts a runner on, extends the inning. Two down here for Tyler Johnson. Johnson, who's 0-for-1 on the day, two walks and a run scored. That one gets away from Messia, but quick to get to it. Now it popped away from him again. Staying at first is Luke Gold. Started going to second, but Messia was quick to it. If he would have broke towards second, he would have been in there as Messia didn't pick it up cleanly. No one count, caught, and a miss on the high fastball. Time called at the plate by Tyler Johnson. Oh, and two. Lefty, lefty matchup. Rutkowski kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. Fastball off the plate. He got the chase. Down swinging goes Johnson. Third K on the night for Rutkowski. And we'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays need one to keep it going and two to win here. Bottom half of the ninth coming up at TD Ballpark. 4-3 lead Lakeland in front. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom of the ninth. Victor Messi is going to lead things off. 8-9-1 hitters due up. Messi, Arnaez, and Tillman. Connor Holden is back out for his second inning. Gave up a run in the eighth. First pitch is inside to Messi. 1-0 to start him off. This is a save situation for Connor Holden. He's 0-2 on him so far this year. The 1-0, that one low and inside. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. That one inside. 3-0 now to Messia. Blue Jays trailing by a run. Righty comes set. And the pitch. Inside, a four-pitch walk drawn by Victor Messia. Second walk he's drawn today. Now, Gene Arnaez will step in. Messia represents the potential tying run, and Arnaez the potential winning run here in the ninth. First pitch, that one off the plate. Five straight balls to start off the inning. Righty-righty matchup. Tucker Thoman waiting on deck. The 1-0. That one there. Evens it up 1-1. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. High fastball now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Holden kicks, fires, fouled off. Arnaez stays alive. On, yeah. Still a 1-2 count. He's 0-2 on the day, but with a sac fly RBI. One on and nobody out. The 1-2. Ground ball left side, could be two. Over to second for one, and first, Arnaez beat it out. By about a half a step, Arnaez hustled it out. And now Jeff Wehler is going to come out of the dugout for the Blue Jays and be a pinch runner for Gene Arnaez. Jeff Wehler will now appear in his third game as a Blue Jay.
Pinch running, number 41, Jeff Wehler.
He's got speed, and I would not be surprised if Dunedin put him in motion. Lefty-righty matchup with the switch-hitting third baseman at the plate. First pitch to Toman is inside. Toman 1-for-3 on the night. He's reached his last two times up, a walk and an RBI single. The 1-0. That one drops in there. Evens it up 1-1. Wehler 1-for-1. On stolen base attempts, move over to first and back in time. First disengagement for Connor Holden. Wehler looks like he's trying to go. Righty comes set. The 1-1 pitch, he stays, fouled back. Toman was trying to end it on that pitch. 1-2. A ball and two strikes to Toman. Wehler on first base. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. High fastball. Toman couldn't get to it. He goes down swinging. And that'll bring up Raquelben de Castro. Big strikeout there for Connor Holden. Now two down. Whaler's got to go at some point. First pitch, upstairs. One ball, no strikes. The righty kicks, fires. That one outside corner called a strike. It is a new catcher behind the plate. And Sergio Tapia taking over for Mario Feliciano. Cut and a miss late on the high fastball. And Dunedin's down to their last strike. A 1-2 count, two down. Wehler on first base, representing the potential tying run. Holden comes set. That one called strike three. DeCastro goes down looking. And that'll end it here at TD Ballpark. Holden gets his first save of the year on his third attempt. And the Flying Tigers hold on to win. Blue Jays' comeback efforts fell just short. Scoring three runs across the seventh and eighth innings. Getting the tying run on in the ninth. But they just couldn't do it. Final lines are as follows. The Lakeland Flying Tigers scored four runs on nine hits. They committed no errors. Your Blue Jays scored three runs on six hits. They also committed no errors. The win goes to Jose Diaz. The loss goes to Pat Gallagher. And the save goes to Connor Holden. The Blue Jays fall back to 500 at 30-30 on the year. And the Flying Tigers improved to 23-37. That'll do it for us here in Dunedin at TD Ballpark. We are back tomorrow for game four of this series, and it is Chris Winkie bobblehead night. Remember, tomorrow is buy one, get one. It's going to be a fun night with a fantastic giveaway. Trust me, I've seen the bobblehead. You want it. Trust me, you want it. So we will be back tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network at about 6:15. On behalf of everybody here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. And as always, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Flying Tigers win 4-3.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
Touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. He's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go.